Well, everyone, it's December 19th, 2015, and I really thank you for your patience. The last 4 days have been just as hard for me as they've been for you, because I haven't been able to get a message up, and, boy, I'll tell you, doing a major upgrade with a recording software like Pro Tools, I just won't go into it. Needless to say, there was problems at every turn, and my computer was not really, it's an older computer, so upgrading it and upgrading Pro Tools and everything else was just not easy. But I had some good help, and we got it done, and I'm back. And my apologies. I am so sorry for being gone this long. Also, I wanted to tell you, we look like a Toys R Us over here. The garage where we're wrapping all the presents is full of toys and Bibles and art supplies and musical instruments. And you have all been so generous. And you've all been so generous. And the boxes, we got a beautiful box of hand-crocheted scarves and clothing. And everybody on Taos Pueblo Indian Reservation, all the children have new coats, every single one that we know of, that we heard of. And we went to the tribal elders to find out who the families were. And we've got an arrangement with them. They're going to be delivering a presents to each family. Each family has their own special gifts. We made a special list. And we paired it with the needs of the child and the children and the family and the ages. And out on Carson, we've got beautiful gifts for people out on Carson, out on a mesa in Carson, and then Two Peaks, which is the poorest area around. We have all kinds of things for them, too. So, I mean, really, it looks like Santa's sleigh full of stuff. It's just amazing. A Toys R Us and a Bible bookstore and an art store and a music store all together. So thank you so much for caring about these children. I know the Lord will reward you. I have some pictures of the presents. I have pictures of one family. But unfortunately, we needed releases from the parents on the Pueblo to photograph the children, and we couldn't get that. So, we don't have any photographs there, but suffice it to say they are very, very happy, and children are going to be very surprised when they get these presents, too. I did get a whole bunch of thank you letters from the children from Taos Day School, and I'm having those copied and put into a PDF, which I'll let you know when it's ready, and it'll be on our website. Thank you for your generosity, guys. The love of the Lord is really showing through you. And when you did it for the least, you did it unto Him. I know you know that. But thank you. We're just so honored and glad to be able to make a difference in Taos at Christmas time. And a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas, but the Lord wanted these children to have something to remember Him by. And all the cards to say, from Jesus, with love. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, and the Lord has been speaking. I have been tied up trying to make changes, trying to get everything upgraded that I use with this new system. So I haven't had as much time for messages as I normally would, and I feel a little disconnect there, but we're getting back in the saddle. Last night I began with the Lord, and I just told Him I was so totally overwhelmed with how He's moved in your hearts, that all of you have sent so many things. And by the way, we have enough things now. I can tell you that. We are loaded. I also discovered, just by accident, well, nothing's an accident with Holy Spirit, I discovered a wonderful new way to worship. To allow the Lord, allow Holy Spirit to pick the songs. If you make a playlist with all your favorite songs on it and put them in any order, it doesn't matter, and then click on shuffle, the shuffle option in iTunes. The Holy Spirit can pick the songs he wants you to worship to, the things that are on his heart. And I've tried that a couple times now, and it's wonderful. It's very edifying, because I know when a song comes up, it's what's on his heart and mind. And he surprised me with a few things, really sweet things that I just wasn't expecting. So that's a heads up for all of us who use iTunes and have that shuffle option. It began with me having problems, again, feeling that the rapture is near. I just really have been having a problem with that. And when I came into worship, the song that he chose twice was How Long by Terry McAllman. How long will it be until we're turned into your likeness? It's all about the rapture. So I said to the Lord, that's twice you've played this song, Lord. And he said, well, that should tell you something. Lord, we've been waiting so long. Not as long as others. Well, I know some of them have died waiting. Yeah. Forgive me, Lord. And he broke in and he said, but you just don't believe that I'm coming that soon. Right, that's true. Well, you're wrong. I know you're having fun with your new toys, because I had an iPhone too. But communicating in heaven will be much easier, much, much easier. No upgrades necessary. Seamless understanding and seamless execution. Yeah, we haven't had a camera for a long time, so when I got the iPhone to go with this system, I got photographs of the presence and everything. It was really nice to be able to do that finally so I could share them with you. So, yeah, it's a toy of sorts. And then I said, oh, Lord, these upgrades have been a huge, frustrating grizzly bear snarling at every turn. He replied, I've heard you snarling at every turn. Yeah, I have been snarling, I confess it. So the Lord began, let's get down to business here. How can you lead others to be prepared when you still don't believe? Lord, everything I know is a gift from you. I don't think you've given me that gift. Oh, really now? Well, I don't have that sense of urgency I normally have at your approach. True, but you've been really wrapped up in the world and with intensity, and that hasn't left you time to sit and settle and understand how I am feeling, what I am thinking. I'm sorry, Lord. Well, circumstances have conspired. At least you recognize what's going on. Yet, this is your work, Claire, and sometimes it's harder than others. You know that. You know you can offer this difficulty up as a fast offering. Yes, I do know. I want you to work harder than ever before to set up and finish off all I've entrusted to you. With the shortness of time comes a responsibility to move a little more swiftly in accomplishing all that is left for you to do. Please help me, Lord. You're going to have to pinpoint what you want done when, because there's so many different things I could be doing. There is yet a little time. That is why you're not feeling the urgency. We've been through this so many times before. Oh, no, not another rapture drill. No, not quite. More like packing it all up for the journey, leaving it all in good order, well-equipped, laid out in front of you, orderly. Lord, please help me. I'm not doing too well in that area. And at that point, I was getting tired. I had had a really full day, and he reminded me that I am on a new schedule, so he wanted me to go to bed. So I got up this morning, and we sat down together, and he said, I know you don't feel me, but I've been speaking to you, beloved. I understand even better than you do what troubles you. Right now, we're at odds over the rapture. True. May I take you by the hand and explain it to you? Oh, yes, Lord, please, by all means. How sweet to be holding hands with you. First of all, you don't really get it, that what you hear in the news is bogus. What would be important for you to know is merely foreshadowed in obscure language and signs. The rest of the world, as you are well aware, are kept in the dark about the day's proceedings. It's all a matter of manipulation for control. When the heavy things go down, you will know strictly by observance. But because you are my beloved bride, I tell you these things beforehand. So, at that point, I found myself hovering over Israel. I saw the borders, the northern border, being carefully observed by ready for action any time forces. They were wearing hats that go lengthwise on their heads, you know, the kind that you can take off and fold. On the front of one man's cap was a medallion, which seemed to be silver and gold, also red and black embroidery of some kind, which I couldn't read. I believe he was something like a special forces commander. Well, I did see a lot of red berets, and it seemed like they were marching together. I am on Israel's northern border, where there is a great deal of tension. They're on some kind of alert. On the eastern border, I see masses of troops building up, getting ready for an invasion. Looking off the coast of Gaza, I see four submarines. They're Russian. It seems strange to me, but not much seems to be happening on the Egyptian border. It almost looks deserted, with small forces scattered here and there throughout the area, from the border of Israel to the coast. But I see the leader in Egypt studying the situation and frowning with deep concern. The Egyptian Air Force seems to be active on that border with Egypt. People are milling around the Temple Mount as if nothing significant was happening. I see Putin in an office standing and answering telephone calls. He seems excited or very busy. I sense very deep, strong confidence coming from him. It seems like he is the main player in all of this. People are coming and going from his office. The atmosphere is charged with expectation. Now I see the White House, and Obama is in the Oval Office. He and Putin had been on the phone communicating. There's a real sense of team players talking, although Putin seems to be the senior of Obama, who I sense to be hollow and empty, like a puppet. I see one very tall man to his right, and Obama is handing him papers, their orders to be executed. I see the Lord now, high in the clouds, towards the northeast, along with his armies behind him, as far as the eye can see. He's on a white horse, wearing his crown, and with a sense of readiness, his horse keeps prancing back and forth. I also see the Canadian Prime Minister on the phone with Obama. The Lord began, "You see how they are grouping together? You sense the excitement in the air. They are all together in what's going to happen. Scripted, planned out, unified, solidly committed to the New World Agenda. This is not playtime. You are not imagining this. I'm showing you the reality of what's going on. All up and down the eastern coast of our country, I saw that things were calm and not expectant. In fact, I'm seeing an officer with his feet up, leaning back in his chair, and I'm reminded of Pearl Harbor. There's one military general or commander just north of San Francisco that's pacing back and forth anxiously. He knows something's up. Somehow he is informed. Someone also in Seattle is aware. Somewhere along the northern border in the midsection, I see a group of men, patriots, that are on alert. Right now they're playing cards, but they are acutely aware that something's up. Lord, you said that we had a little time. We do have a little time, but it's a very little time. That's why I want you to make the best use of it. I asked him, would you please send me a confirmation? Lord, I'm still not connecting here. He replied, "I know this is a time and a season for family, however disordered it may be." Yeah, we know about disorder in the family, huh? "But I'm asking you, my bride, not to let your guard down. Be on the lookout for occasions of sin and be ready to go into serious prayer when you're called. Many of you are extremely faithful and obedient in a timely way. You are so very important to me. Through you, I have stopped many serious things from occurring, as well as bringing many home to me. I appreciate your watchfulness, my bride. I appreciate your diligence and covering from my servant bride, Claire, and Ezekiel, because they have become the target of many unsavory characters and those who are seriously committed to evil. Thank you for standing guard over them. Your hope will not disappoint. They are much hated and ridiculed in certain circles. But both her and Ezekiel have been delivered out of harm's way because of your faithfulness. Carol and her family, too, is a target. I know things are more tense for you all right now, but it won't be much longer till you're delivered from this corrupted and dark world. In the meantime, know that I'm highly pleased with you for your faithfulness to this ministry, your generosity to the poor. Great is your reward in heaven. Stay faithful. I still am coming soon."